Everybody, welcome to the grind, man. I tell you, I can't see myself. Can anybody see me on Facebook Live? You can see me. Give me the thumbs up or tell me yes, I can see you. Or else I'm going to have to shut this thing down and come back in. Yes, no, no. All right, so I don't think anybody can see me. So what I'm going to do is end this and come back in. For all of y'all in Blog Talk Radio land, man, welcome to the grind. We are having a couple of technical difficulties, but I promise y'all we're going to do some good stuff this morning. So we're going to delete this. It's not what happens, it's how you handle what happens. So let's do something different over here. Let's see if we can get this thing working another way. Let's see. All right. Pam McCray, I see you calling me. I think I know. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. I know we're live on YouTube. That's awesome. Let's see, guys. Do this. No, let's do another. I want to do this right now. Because I gotta whoop this. Bear with me. As you fall off the horse, you gotta get right back on. But the horse no longer respects you. So we're going to. do it like this. I'm not going to let this whoop me today. Not going to let this whoop me today. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Here we go. Let's connect this. I have camera now. And let's go here. Boom. I think we have ignition. Houston, we have ignition. All right, so if you are on Blog Talk Radio and you have never had the opportunity to be a part of the Grind Live, then go to my Facebook page, Nathan McCray, and you'll be able to see the Grind Live on Facebook. So let me make sure that I'm not lying to you. And let me actually go, because I'm using a different platform. All right, so I want you guys to be able to chime in and say the things that you want to be able to say. Hi, and I think I am live. I think. Hold on. Hold on. Yes. All right. Let's go back to the platform that I'm on. As you guys can see, yeah, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. Y'all see? Can y'all see me now? My comments are coming through. I'm on a different platform. Man. Yeah, I'm cooking with gas now, man. I'm cooking with gas now. I think it's working. Y'all let me know where y'all dialed in from or where y'all tuning in from this morning. So we can do our roll call, man. But welcome to the Grind. I hope you guys heard Sabrina Claudio talking about she is confidently lost. I played that song. Awesome, awesome. I'm live. Great. I played that song because it's very, very relevant. For what we're going to talk about today, man. And I got some great insights for you guys. This is kind of a housekeeping episode, a housekeeping show for all of you that are out there on Facebook, on YouTube. Those are the main two platforms that we're using. We no longer will be on Instagram, man. It's just too much. I had to kill some of the options. We're going to talk about options here in a moment. As well. But man, where are my people dialing in from? I see you, Sheila Blanchard, down in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for jumping on, young lady. Awesome, awesome. I see you, Josh Bashford. Thanks for jumping on, sir. Mr. Wayne Oglesby, I see you. Good morning to you. Sean Jackson Hughes down in Peoria, Illinois, where it's snowing at like 363 days a year. Welcome to the Grind. Ms. Jacinda Mitchell, welcome to the Grind, right down in Atlanta, Georgia. Man, welcome. My comments working today, y'all, so y'all better start typing some stuff. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Who else do we have? Jacinda Mitchell, welcome to the show, young lady. Awesome. Faye Molden Dickinson, New Haven, Connecticut. Welcome to the show. I think it's pretty cold up there, too. Miss Ori Schooner Boy, welcome to the Grind. You are live. Blessed morning to you as well. Who else do we have? Antoinette Edwards, welcome. Welcome to the Grind, young lady. We are awesome and amazing on this end. Thank y'all for asking. Man, Jacqueline Shaw, welcome to the Grind up in Pennsylvania, I should say. I keep saying down in, down in, down in. Now you guys are up in different places. So, man, it's sunny here in Miami, as you would expect it to be. Shelly Sam Beavers, I see you, young lady. Welcome to the Grind. You are live, man. My comments are working today. Y'all heard me play Sabrina Claudio, man. Y'all go check her out. Now, I'm not getting paid from Sabrina Claudio, but guess what, man? She has some pretty good music, and I love to hear that kind of mellow tone. That kind of neo-soul tone that she has, man. Who else do we have? I've seen somebody chime in. What's going on, Sonia Gilchrist, Rosina Scott? I see you, Sonia, down in, what's that, ATL or ATX? I know, I think it's ATL. Rosina Scott, good morning in Philadelphia, PA. I saw some other people join, but it's not hitting my screen yet. There we go, Vovo. Mephibe, if I said that right, Vovo, give me some props. If I didn't, give me a sad face. Vovo Mephibe, I'm just guessing, but man, all the way down in or out in over in South Africa, man, that's what I'm talking about. When you start getting international, intercontinental, all around, whatever you want to call it, man, it's good, man. God is good. God bless y'all, man. Thank you. Thanks for joining. I see you, Sunita Dixon Lewis. Great morning to you too, man. Hey, guys, my comments are working. Go ahead and put the words you want to put in there, and I'm gonna try to hop in and hop out and say it. Ori Schooner Board is in Omaha, Nebraska. Now, I know for a fact that it's cold there about 363 days a year. But man, all my people are out in Blog Talk Radio land. A little housekeeping, man, before we jump into this thing. We're going to try to be very timely this morning. I'm on a new platform, so I can see you guys now. Going to be using this platform moving forward so we can get things going and always keep things on track. I want to play something else for you guys, but before we do that, man, I want y'all to realize and recognize that this show goes live every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Some of you are at home. Some of you are on the way to work. Some of you are already at work. Some of you are grinding at home as entrepreneurs. You know, some of you guys are maybe unemployed right now. Some of you guys may be kind of down on your luck. Some of you may be down to your last dime. Your lights are going to get cut off today. You know, maybe your car, your repo man is out looking for your car. Man, life is full of drama. I'm here to tell you. And we're going to talk about that, man, here in a moment, because I want to relieve some pressure or help somebody relieve some pressure. And I definitely want to bridge some gaps this morning, man, so you guys can get a little bit of relief of breaking the monotony. But I do want to say that you always have to rise and fight, man, no matter what you do in life. And, you know, I'm going to give you guys some very, very well-needed insights today. And remember what I tell you, right? I never give you guys things that I don't know about. I don't speculate. I don't guess. I only give you guys the things that I've either been through, the things that I'm going through, or the things that I see myself moving toward that I know are affecting me right now. I can't speculate on how things may be. I can tell you how I want them to be and drive towards getting there. You guys can come along with me. I want you guys to understand this show, all right, is for me just as much as it's for you, all right? But I want you guys to have some active buy-in. And when we come back, man, I'll give you guys some great insights. Share this out, okay? Share this out so people can jump on. You're going to want those people to jump on today that are definitely maybe some thorns in your side. We're going to give them some chin strap, headgear type stuff this morning. Man, like we always do that anyway. I mean, you got to put on your steel toe boots and you got to make sure that they're over ankle high, because we're going to step in some this morning. And you got to make sure that the steel toes are good. And you got to make sure that you put your helmet on, but not only just put your helmet on, you got to buckle up your chin strap, because guess what? This is the realest show ever. Real insight, real people, man. Real topics, man. We talk about stuff that other people only think about, but we do it tastefully, right? Tastefully. I want to tell you guys right now, man, you got to rise and you got to fight. And I'm trying to figure out which one. I like this one. I like both of them, but I'm going to give you one. Okay? Be right back.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams span out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine the light.
It's all up to you now, man. So rise and shine. You may like the tone of his voice. You may like the inflection of his voice. But no matter how he says it, ladies and gentlemen, it's all the same. If you don't rise and fight, then guess what? You'll rise and get comfort and get conquered. Some of y'all may not even rise. You just lay there and get defeated, right? So man, let's jump into this thing, man. I got people jumping on here, and I appreciate and love all of you guys, man, for jumping on and being a part of the grind. I see Faye Molden Dickinson. I see you jumped on. Great morning to you, man. Welcome. You are live on the grind. And now my comments are acting a little crazy, but we're going to fight through it. Hold on one sec. What does this mean? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm on a new platform. For my people on Blog Talk Radio, you can't see me, but I'm on a different platform here, so it's a little bit different, but I'm seeing some stuff that I like. Let's see something here. Man, thank God this is the realest show ever. I'm going to tell y'all something. Doing your evolution of discovering who you are, doing your evolution of becoming who you want to become, and by the way, you're always becoming, right? So doing your evolution of getting to be the person that puts you in that state of being to where you're like, okay, I'm good. I want you to know that you're going to come across things in your life that you're not going to be aware of. Things that are going to throw you for a loop. But here's the key. You want to get yourself in a position to where you kind of like can sense the things that are coming, right? So I'm going to help you guys with that this morning. And I want to get my comments moving up and down the screen again. And I don't know why they are not. Hold on. It's just nonstop. That's okay. It's not what happens, it's how you handle what happens. So let me go over here to this screen and let me check this one out. All right. Okay. Yeah. So here's the deal, man. Put your comments in, guys, and I know they're gonna start to roll up and down here in a moment. All right, so man, one thing that I've learned is that you're never going to get comfortable. And I want to put this precursor out there for you guys because there is never, ever, 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 ever in the journey for success, there's never, ever, 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 ever a, there's never, ever, ever a point in your life during that moving to success that you're going to get comfortable. There should never be, right? You should never get comfortable. I'm here to tell you that from level to level, guys, as you've always heard the saying, every level has a different devil, right? Some of the old devils show back up, right? If you slow down long enough, some of the old devils will show up on you, right? But you move this thing from level to level, right? So you have to govern yourself accordingly. So as you move from one level and you move to the next level, you're going to discover a different devil. And the moment you get comfortable is when the other old past devils start to catch up with you, right? And when they catch up with you, you're like, man, what happened? So the name of the show, the title of the show is Comfortably Uncomfortable. You're going to continue to be uncomfortable. If you ever get to a phase in your quote-unquote rise, your ascension, your fight through for success, guys, I'm here to tell you, that's right, Sean, new level, new devil. I'm here to tell you that you're never going to get comfortable. If you get comfortable, then that's the kiss of death. That's when everything starts to catch up with you, right? So what I want to give you guys this morning, man, we got a little time, is some insights, all right? I want to give you guys some insights. And, you know, I was sitting outside yesterday, and man, there was a time when I was cutting my teeth on, I was just ingesting a lot of different things from a lot of different people. And we all kind of mold ourselves or coach or mentor. Sometimes it's mentorship from afar. You know, sometimes it's mentorship up close. Sometimes you can be coached by people that you never know, right? So I cut my teeth on listening to a lot of different people to help build myself. Guys, I'm no exception to the rule. Anybody that you see, I don't care how much money they have, how altogether they may seem that they have it, guys. I'm here to tell you, okay, that they go through things the same way you go through things, all right? Understand this, money doesn't solve all problems, but it definitely helps, all right? It's ranked way up there, right? It definitely helps, but here's the deal, new level, new devil, and I'm here to tell you, the more you get, the more is required of you. So you're going to need to understand what are some of the things that you may be faced with, or what are some of the things that you can do to get yourself from level to level. And as I was cutting my teeth on all of these different people, man, I got to a point to where I said, you know what, God, there's really nothing new under the sun, right? There's nothing new under the sun, right? So if nothing new under the sun, then that means everything is kind of recycled. And if you listen to a lot of different people from everywhere, all over the place, and that's great. I'm not telling you not to, because eat, man, eat as much as you can eat. Right. But there comes a point in your life, man, when you have to understand that, you know, God, give me some fresh manna. You want the fresh manna all the time, man. But you got to eat what you got first to get yourself going, to get the energy. And when you start spending that time with God, man, and he just kind of starts to give you things. And it's like the show. I know you guys know I'm a movie person. I believe, by the way, that life is a journey. I believe that life is not a sitcom. I believe that life is a movie. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment, but life is a movie, and you have to be the star in your own movie, be the star in your own show. People kind of make you feel like you shouldn't be sometimes, right? All right. So you got to make sure that you're the star in what you're doing, but it's a journey. And I love movies. You guys know that, right? So the movie Transformer, when the guy, Shia LaBeouf was downloading all the information, and his eyes were fluttering. You know, he was open to what the universe was sending him. And I don't want to get too deep on you guys, because I love movie. And here's the thing. I love sci-fi. I'm not going to curtail that. I like sci-fi because I think it depicts the things in the future, right? What's possible. I don't like to dwell on old movies. I like to see the new stuff. What's possible, right? So he's downloading all this information. His eyes are fluttering. And he's like, what's this overload? That's what I call fresh manna. When you spend time, you get in your quiet place, and you say, God, feed me. God will start to give you things. that you never thought that you would have been getting. And so I got to a point to where I kind of stopped listening around to a lot of different people, and I started to spend quiet time. Remember that grind time in the trenches below the trenches that I always talk about. I started to spend that quiet time with myself and with God and say, God, give me, you know, what it is that you have for me, right? For me. And give it to me the way you want me to give it out to everybody else. Give it to me the way you want me to live my life so that I can be a beacon of light for not just one or two people that may be holding on to my leg and holding me down. No, I want to be the beacon of light for a lot of different people. And I see Miss Stormy Wellington, she jumped on, you know, welcome to the show, Miss Wellington. And speaking of a beacon of light, you know, when you think about Miss Wellington, you look at her, you look at where she came from, and you look at where she is, look at where she is right now. If you don't know the story, right, then you can't fully understand the glory, right? Anybody that's at a certain place in life, you got to understand what they went through. So she had to make a conscious decision. Am I going to be the beacon? Am I going to make a decision to keep grinding to a point to where I can't be concerned about every little bitty thing? I got to keep ascending. I got to keep rising, because the higher I rise, the more people can see my light, right? The light, it can emit itself further out the higher I rise. So when you're rising, just think about it. When your light is low, you're only shining light. Everybody's like, no, you got to keep it real. You got to keep it 100. Oh, no, I don't. Not that way. I don't have to stay down where the chickens and where the turtles are. You can be a chicken and a turtle all you want, but I don't have to stay there. I'm called to rise higher. I'm called to be a giraffe. Y'all know, y'all been to my house, I got my giraffe in there. And my giraffe, every day I walk out of my room, the first thing I see is I see my giraffe. And my giraffe, for me, it's for me, because I created my space. Your space is your space. Do what you want to do in your space. But in my space, I walk out of my room, I want to see my giraffe, because when I see him, that's my inspiration to always eat from the tops of the trees. That's my inspiration to always have vision above and beyond everything else. That's my inspiration to look past all of the drama and all of the naysayers and see things as I want them to be, as opposed to what they are right now. Because I don't live in the now. I live in the future. I live in the vision of what I want to be and where I want to be. And that requires things of me. That requires me to get comfortably uncomfortable every single day. Whatever you're doing in your life, you relate this to whatever it is. I don't care if you're going to the gym. I don't care if you're studying to be a nurse, a doctor, a physicist. I don't care if you're going to school to be a pharmacist. I don't care if you're studying right now, ladies and gentlemen, to be a police or a firefighter. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter, because, you know, here on the grind, we don't care about your skill set. We just care about your mindset, right? Whatever it is, guys, you have to make that conscious decision that I'm going to be uncomfortable in whatever I do. When I'm sitting here talking to you guys, believe it or not, I'm trying to figure out ways, man, that I can make myself as uncomfortable as possible. Because when I get uncomfortable here, all right, when I get uncomfortable here, then I know that I'm going to grow, right? When I get uncomfortably physically, I'm going to grow physically, right? When I go to the gym, if I lift 100 pounds for 30 days, and I'm only going to be able to lift 100 pounds. What's going on, Rod Williams? Welcome to the grind, sir. I'm only going to be able to lift 100 pounds, right? So 30 days, I can lift 100 pounds. I'm not going to be able to lift much more than that. But if I push myself every day, I get uncomfortable. If I'm not sweating, then I'm not really doing anything, right? And I don't sweat that easy. So guys, there's levels. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's the key. If I can give you anything, the moment you get comfortable during your day, during your journey, is the moment that you actually start to allow your past to catch up with your present. And when your past catches up with your present, it jeopardizes your future. Right? So decisions. Let me give you guys some insight on some things that will pour it into me, and all of this stuff will be in the book, guys. That's coming out. You guys will be able to get it. It'll actually be in one of the smaller books that I'm putting out as well. But you guys will be able to get this stuff firsthand, you know, because we got some great things coming up as well, right? So some insights that I'm really, is being poured into me that's helping propel me to the next level, guys, is it's okay not to know, right? But it's not okay not to strive for the knowledge that drives you towards your purpose. It's okay to say, I don't know. And one of my famous lines, and I'm going to call it famous, right? Coffee break. One of my famous lines in corporate America got me out of so much hot water. Y'all excuse me while I stretch on the show because I'm physically uncomfortable too, right? So it got me out of a lot of hot water. And the hot water that I may have been in was I didn't know. If I didn't know something, I never just said, I don't know. This is my money. This is attached to my money, right? So it wasn't cool for me to say, I don't know, especially if it was my expertise. It was my piece of the puzzle. It was my spoke in the wheel. It was something that I was supposed to do. So I had to say, no, you know what? I don't know, but give me an hour. I'll find out for you, and I'll get back with you with that answer. What did that do? That let them know that, okay, he's not the type of person that just says anything, rattles it off so that we think that he knows. No, he's confident enough to say he doesn't know. Right. And but he's also, you know, tenacious enough to say, I'll get the answer for you. Give me an hour. Give me 30 minutes. And I write that down and I make sure I get back to that person with that answer. Guys, you could not believe how much confidence that builds in people when you do that. I don't know, but let me find out that answer and I'll get back right back to you. Give me 30 minutes. Always give them a time frame. Right. Always give them a time frame. Antoinette Edwards says nurses use that line all the time. Absolutely. Right. So you guys got to go get it from doctors. So I get that. So it's OK. It's OK not to know, but it's not OK to not go get the answer and find out, you know, what it is that you need to know that's driving you towards your purpose. Right. Now, if somebody asks you, you know, how many miles is it to the sun? I'm going to tell you. OK, when I think about that, I'm like, OK, my purpose is here. That compute. 1 + 1 in my mind may equal 3, not 2, my creation, my space. So is this, do I need to know how many miles it is to get to the sun? No. So I'm going to tell you, no, I don't know. Google is a great place to find out though, right? But if my purpose is defined by what you just asked me, if it's a part of what I do, it's who I am, it's my grind, then I'm going to find that answer for you. If it's not my grind, then I'm going to send you to Google, okay? All right. So guys, it's okay not to know. It's okay to say, I don't know. Right. So here's another insight. Life is not easy or fair. You should write that down in big, bold letters. Life is not easy or fair. Don't let anybody tell you that it is. If anybody tells you that life is easy, life should be easy. Life is always a breeze and it should be fair. It's never fair. Get used to it. It's the way it's going to be. When you look for it, it's the kiss of death. It's not easy and it's not fair, right? Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Here's number 3. You have no entitlement to anything, parentheses, anything that you don't create or work to maintain. I tell you guys all the time about creating in your space. Create in your space. When you create it in your space, then that means you have to maintain it, right? When you maintain it in your space, then if you maintain it long enough, remember what you do for 21 days becomes a habit. What you do for 30 days becomes a lifestyle, right? If you maintain what you maintain in your space for long enough, ladies and gentlemen, after a while, it will become a standard. Where does it start first? It has to be your standard first. And after it becomes your standard, then there are people that are on the same wavelength, on the same pattern as you, and they'll adopt it as their standard. Because you can't look around at everybody that you see and think that they just plopped up out of the ground and they are who they are. No, man. It was a lot of stuff that you didn't see that was happening behind the scenes. They weren't looking for the accolades and the kudos or none of that. They were just getting it done. They were doing what they needed to do to get where they needed to be, right? So, guys, no entitlement. That sense of entitlement, man, is going to get you done up every single time. It's not yours. And if it's not yours, what does that mean? Go create it. Coffee break. It hasn't been created yet because you haven't created it. Don't do yourself a disservice and say, I can't do that. It's not everybody that created anything. Remember what I tell you guys, right? God didn't create the chair. He didn't create the table, right? All right, and I'm still in that from T.D. Jakes, but this is my last time giving T.D. Jakes reference to it, right? Because I'm still in that. I'll give you reference twice. The third time is mine, right? God didn't create the table. He didn't create the chair. Yeah, I'm saying that because, you know, you guys were thinking that that's what we do here. He didn't create the table. He didn't create the chair, but he did create the tree that made both. So when you walk into a place, when you create something, then you want people to come and see your creation because it's your space. And guess what? The people that love what's in your space are going to be the people that move you to the next level. Don't get hung up on the people that are there right now. Vision, right? So let's look at number four. And this is the biggie. Define your success and what that means to you. And it's okay if it changes as you grow. A lot of people are because they don't even know what would make them happy. What does success mean to you? What does it mean to you? If success to you is having just enough money to make your ends meet and you're happy with that and that's not settling, then that's your success. You may want a cohesive family. You may want to meet the woman or the man of your dreams, fall madly in love, and build a life together. That may be your definition of success. But whatever that level of success is, once you define it, I want you to understand that as you grow and move toward that level of success, it is going to change. And it should always change in the vertical, never the horizontal. When you change it in the horizontal, it's the representation of laying down. It's the representation of being comfortable. When you change in the vertical, it's the representation of you staying uncomfortable, right? So always be comfortably uncomfortable. So it always changes in the vertical. Once you define that success, ladies and gentlemen, then you're going to notice that it's going to start to change. Once you get the money you need to be able to pay your car payment comfortably every day or pay your mortgage comfortably every month, once you get that, I can promise you things are going to escalate for you. You're going to want more. Right, you're gonna want to do more. You can look. It's as I say, guys. It's sexy to say, but sexier to do. Right. So you're gonna get people that are gonna tell you, man. let me get a coffee break before I say this. You're gonna get people that tell you, I'm cool. I don't need all that money. I'm good. I'm cool, man. I don't need a nice car. I'm cool with the person, with what I have right now. I'm good, man. I don't need any more shoes. I got two pair of shoes. I got dress shoes and I got sneakers. I just need two pair of shoes, man. I'm cool, man. I got five shirts, five pair of shorts, and one suit. I'm cool. I don't need nothing else. I'm good. I'm good. I don't need all that stuff that's overkill. Man, when you're around the person that talks that way, the only thing you should do is turn around and walk away. Because that person has settled. That person's given up. That person has decided that they want to be comfortable. And I don't care. I don't care who you are. I don't care how y'all feel about it. I'm just telling you. You may be the person that's settling. Get mad. That's what happens on this show. You're going to get mad. But guess what? When the show is over, you're going to think about it in your quiet place. You're going to say, you know what? He was right. Maybe I am settling. Maybe I have gotten comfortable in my life. Maybe I don't want any more because I don't think I can achieve any more. Maybe I started to think so mediocre of myself, so lowly of myself that I've shattered my own self-esteem. Maybe that's you. I like to believe that I'm talking to somebody on the other end of this broadcast this morning. This isn't just for everybody else out there. I'm telling you right now, I have to abide by those same rules. I have to make sure that I don't get horizontal. I want to stay vertical. It's easy to sit down and lay back and not do nothing. It's easy. Everybody does it. A lot of people do. That's not where you want to be. All right. We got a couple minutes. All right. And I'm gonna give you guys one more. And I got and I got some more, but I'm gonna hold on to them. I'm gonna give you guys one more. As much as I want to give you more, I'm gonna give you one more. Right. Here's a good one. Where you are not, is just as important as where you are. I got to give you one more. I'm going to give you one more. I got to, because it's going to tie in. Where you are not is just as important as where you are. And I don't even have to say anything about that. All right, move right to number six. And here's what I want you to do. Here's the challenge. Okay, reverse engineer yourself. And guys, this came to me out of the blue. I can't say out of the blue. God gave it to me. As I said, that one. Oh, you open up and give you stuff, right? So where you are not is just as important as where you are. Engineering yourself in a positive way is, hey, what's going on, Kendall Isaac? Great to see you, young lady. Welcome to the grind. It's when I say reverse engineer yourself, I mean, think about the things that you are not as opposed to things that you are, right? Reverse engineer yourself. Determine who and what you are not, because the process of elimination will help you discover who and what you are, right? Let me say that again, because you need to write that down. Reverse engineer yourself, because declaring and decreeing who you are is not working for some of you. It's not working. You can recite all of the positives that you want, and I want you to be positive. But let's look at that thing from the other side. Let's reverse engineer it. Reverse engineer your mindset and determine who and what you are not. And it will, through the process of elimination, it will help you determine who you are. So you want to be able to figure out what your baseline is. Oh, I'm not lazy. I'm not slothful. I don't give up easy. I'm not defeated. I don't do this. I don't do that. Who am I? You know, I'm most definitely not a quitter. When you reverse engineer yourself, now the process of elimination is going to leave some things that you always knew were there, and they're going to surface. And as they surface, now you know who you are not, because you just reverse engineered yourself. Write it down. Just like you write down the positives, write down who you're not. Write down on your mirror, right? On your mirror. Some of you have stuff written on your mirror in your bathrooms, right? Write down a column, who I am and who I am not. What I am and whatever you want to call it. I am not this, 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 and this, but I am. Right? Because the I am statement is so powerful, guys. But sometimes you need to reverse engineer yourself, because there's so many things in society, man, that has stifled us to a point to where we just allow it to kill who we are, to kill our self-esteem. And when we do that, guys, it's the kiss of death. And man, you know, we had some housekeeping to do this morning, but man, I got a lot more I want to give you guys. And you know, as I said, this is all going to come out in the book as well, and you guys will be able to pick this up once the grind tour starts, guys. And we're going to do a Master Your Mindset tour, pulling all of that together. So once that starts, you guys will be able to take advantage of it. And it'll be right there at your fingertips. But so man, I want to leave you guys with some stuff today, and I want you to understand that, you know, this show goes on every Tuesday and Thursday. At 8 o'clock a.m., bright and early, no matter where you are, appreciate and love you guys for chiming in, you know, every day when this show is aired, man. And it's a blessing to know that there are people that are out there, and they're listening to you, and they're helping you move from level to level. And not only are they helping you, they're moving from level to level with you, you know. And that's what's important to me about this show, is that, you know, I see people that are jumping on this show every day. You know, every time it's aired religiously, you know, and you're on the show and you're giving input. And I'm gonna go through these comments here in a minute. I'm gonna play a song, but for my people on Blog Talk Radio, man, that aspect is ending, man. Thank you guys for jumping on next week. Catch me on Facebook Live. All right, you'll be able to see this show live and go a little longer. So for all my people out there on Facebook, as I said, we killed the Instagram platform, man. I hit the easy button on that thing. Right? It was too much. It's too much. And when it's too much, guys, you got to deploy the process of elimination. You got to take away some of those choices, right? And we're going to talk about that, you know, on the next show. But you got to take away some of those choices, man. You know, too many choices can be the kiss of death for you as well. But we'll get into that. also. But, you know, let me jump on some comments, man, because I want to say the stuff that you guys, that's on your mind. And hopefully you guys put some great comments in here. I know you did. let's see what we got here. If my comments are going to actually work now, because they are hit or miss. Yeah, here we go. It's working better than the actual Facebook platform. A little bit, I should say. Did not say good morning to you. Juana Simmons, good morning to you as well. Down in Orlando, Florida. San Francisco, another way, guys. Thought-provoking, absolutely, Sam V was thought-provoking. It's funny because I can see them pop up on my screen, guys, but then they go away. Here we go. Let's see. Let's go over here to the other way, and let's see if that one's working. Man, this is, you guys got to understand that, you know, things take time, and things are, it's a process, and I talk about starting in your own life, man. It's not about playing a supporting role in your life.
If that one's working. Yeah. Man, this is you guys gotta understand that.
So now it's about being the star in your own movie. And if you're the star in your own life and your own journey, then guess what? It's okay if people know you are. But they're not gonna know you are by what you say. They're gonna know you are by what you do. All right. So remember, my comments, trying to get them up. But I want you guys to remember that, you know, no matter what, man, think about this. I want you guys to get sexier and sexier every single day. Sexier and sexier every single day. What am I saying? I'm saying that it's sexy to say it, but it's sexier to do it. And when you start doing it, man, you get sexy. You get sexier when you actually start doing things, right? And I'm changing my voice, you know, because, you know, I want you guys to get the full tilt of what I'm saying. Because it's easy to go out there and say things, but man, it's better when you actually go out there and do them. It's sexier when you actually do it. And guess what? You're not gonna always get the accolades for it right away. Stop looking for it. Stop looking for those accolades. Stop looking for people to pat you on the back. You know, put your head down, stay in those trenches, right? And figure out exactly what you need to do in order to get where you need to be. Because if you don't do that, ladies and gentlemen, then I promise you, you look up this time next year, right, and you'll be in the same spot, and you'll fall into that shoulda, coulda, woulda category of if I would have did this or if I would have did that, I could have been here. We do it every day physically. People do it every day mentally. And when you do that, guys, it's the kiss of death. And I can tell you right now that it never works. So it's up to you to buckle down and say, you know what, man, I'm going to get this thing done. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it done. And I'm not looking for anybody to give me any accolades. I'm willing to take those baby steps to move myself forward, you know, inch by inch, day by day, grind by grind. And after a while, I'm going to look up, man, I'm going to be 75 miles away from where I was. And it's going to be a brand new circle of people that are rooting for you and cheering for you. And you're going to start seeing your vision come into fruition. And you stay up long enough to get energized. And once you get energized, you go back down, move yourself 75 feet further into your journey. And you're going to find out, man. You're going to find out at that point that you know, you wake up and it's going to be job well done. Job well done, you know. So very gratifying. So, man, God bless you guys, man. Thank you guys for chiming in. As always, this will not stay up on Facebook because of the music, but you can always catch these episodes live on a replay for them on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. And you can listen to all of these episodes, right? And you can also go to YouTube. YouTube is up, my YouTube channel, guys. You can go to Nathan McRae, or you can go to thegrindradio.com. And actually catch all of these replays on YouTube. Guys, I'm beefing up my YouTube channel more. I'm putting more content on there as well. So things are happening. More information on the tour, guys. We'll have that out for you guys. So hang in there, man. God bless you guys and love you guys. Job well done. That's what you want. people to say about you, right?
All I want to see is look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear you say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm telling you, at least I'm breathing, yeah.
Vital signs on your mentality. which allows us to move from the mentality we are in the moment to a different and better level of mentality. God bless you, Sharon, for sharing your wisdom. Awesome. Thank you, Kendall, for that. That's right, Prince says, where you are not is just as important as where you are. Absolutely. Reverse engineer yourself, guys. All right. So, guys, that's all of my comments, man. Thank you guys for joining on, man. See you guys bright and early on Tuesday morning, man. Look out for broadcasts for me up until that point with updates, man, about what's going on the grind and about what's going on in my life, right? Let you guys in a little bit. Let me in a little bit on yours, too. God bless y'all, man. Have a great day.